Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us. We know that you save and that you are Lord. We pray now that you would accomplish your purpose as we submit ourselves to your word. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Every year in February or March, in Jewish synagogues, the story of Esther is sung aloud. I was tempted to have Ali try and sing the whole thing, chant the whole thing, but no, she wasn't interested, okay. But it's sung in the synagogues completely. The adults and the children come in costumes as princesses and kings. In one video I saw Iron Man. And every time Haman's name is sung, the people listening hiss and boo, and they have little noisemakers to blot out Haman's name forever. It is a festive atmosphere, a holiday time of gift-giving and sharing meals. The humor of the story gives way to a happy ending for the Jewish people, their salvation. The irony of the stories, the humor makes light of a real and ongoing threat against the Jewish people, one that we were reminded of just a few weeks ago in the shootings at Pittsburgh. This holiday is called Purim, as we heard, because Haman cast pur, or lots, to find the best time, the most propitious time, according to the gods, when the Jews and Mordecai could be destroyed. Lots are like rolling dice. It's just chance. But the day that the dice indicated to Haman became the very day he was executed. The same day the Jews who were scattered throughout the Persian Empire were able to arm themselves and defeat all the enemies who had hoped to crush them. Was it all chance? Was it just a roll of the dice? Was it just chance that Esther had come to royal power at this time? Was it when Mordecai was pleading with Esther to risk her life, he said, "If you keep silence at this time, relief and deliverance will rise up for the Jews from somewhere else." How could Mordecai have been sure of that? Haman's wife said, "If Mordecai, before whom your downfall has begun, is of the Jewish people, you will not prevail against him, Haman." What made her so sure that plotting against Jewish people was sure to fail? Not even once does God's name appear in Esther, though. If our answer to all of these questions is they knew that God was present and active in control, why is God never mentioned? Why does God not speak or direct? Was God present? Was God with them? As a listener or a reader, as you hear the story of Esther, you have a choice. You can choose to see that God is at work. You can choose to see that people are trusting God and then acting courageously. Or you can believe that they were just lucky and clever. Why isn't the story of Esther more like the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They risked their lives for their faith in exile, and God walked beside them visibly in a fiery furnace. Why isn't the story of Esther more like the story of Daniel, who said during the exile, "It is God who reveals what is hidden"? And then God spoke to Daniel in dreams and visions. Why isn't the story of Esther more like Nehemiah's, who went to Jerusalem and helped rebuild it during the Persian Empire and declared to everybody inside and outside Jerusalem that God is the one who is accomplishing the work? What about our own lives? Has God visibly appeared beside you in a time of trouble? Have you heard God speak to you and tell you what is next? What choices you should be making? Has God sent you dreams and visions like Daniel when you need to know what to do in life or why things are happening. No, those things do happen to people, and I hope that all of us are longing for that in prayer, for those moments. But isn't our life, maybe I should speak for myself, but isn't our life more like Esther's? We find ourselves with choices to make, and there is no vision, there is no dream, there is no voice from heaven. We look at how our lives are unfolding, and perhaps it's just chance the way things are happening, just luck. Or when tragedy and disaster comes, maybe the best thing we can say is like Mordecai, who knows? Perhaps this is what God has called you to. The fact that Esther is God's word, I suggest, means that sometimes God's people have a choice to make. Will we believe that God is in control and present and active, even though we can't see or hear that, or hear God? Now, we do believe God is present and active and in control, and not just of our lives, but of every single person that we meet and that we know. Do they recognize God at work? Or does it just look like chance to them? How can we help others recognize that God is present and at work in their lives if we aren't every day practicing in our own lives, choosing to see where God is at work and that God is with us? And the book of Esther presents us with this choice. Now, last night, a number of us were at the Katepo Lake Gala Dinner. And those who were there got to hear some great stories. It was a really good evening. And Tim's stories were, the executive director of the camp, were very much like these stories that, this choice that I'm talking about. In the winter, Tim told us, on top of having completed several very expensive projects, the furnace broke unexpectedly. Now, they'd already been taking tens of thousands of dollars from people at this point. How are they going to fix it? But someone called and offered to replace it for free. Tim asked us, "Now, I wonder how that happened." Tim also shared how he had persuaded a youth pastor in town to part with 53 Bibles that were sitting there to be used. Pastor wasn't too sure about it, but reluctantly gave them over. And over the summer, those Bibles were given away to campers who had never held one before. Some of them young people with no church connection. Now, by chance, this fall, that same youth pastor was picking up some young people. And one of them had been to the camp. And he looked over, and that young person was carrying one of the Bibles that he had given away. Just by chance. I wonder how that happened. This isn't us, Tim said. All of this is God's doing. But how about Rosemary's beautiful story this morning about helping with the flu clinic? Or maybe some of you remember Merv and Carol talking about having volunteered at the flu clinic and then a few weeks later being at the grocery store and seeing one of the Muslim couples. And the Muslim couples remembering them. And a conversation was struck up. And as time went on, they shared meals together at each other's houses. Or have you heard the story of how Enosh came here, if it's okay, Enosh, by chance, because of a rainstorm, and then was able to find work through someone here? Or you could ask Annabelle about what happened, I believe it was a dentist traveling and came to a Learning for Life class for once, just once. And then she never heard from him again until later on, and he'd become a Christian. Or you could ask Yvonne Ingram, I believe it was a chance encounter with Fran Hogue at the Hotel Saskatchewan. I think I may have those details right. You could ask John about the story of when he heard that Yvonne Baxter was unwell and instead of being able to come to Regina, was in Saskatoon. The next morning, John woke up 3 like usual, I think. But by chance, he thought, you know, I'm going to go to Saskatoon and visit Yvonne. John sat with Yvonne and David. And that very day she passed away. Have I told you about the time that I called a friend that I had used to work with at Wascana Rehab? And after saying hi, she said, "Joel, why are you calling me today? Why right now?" I said, "Just by chance. I was thinking of you." She said, "I have just literally come back from the doctor, and I have cancer. I wonder how that happened." God is present and active, and Jesus Christ is Lord. There is power to stories about Jesus. Now, I don't know how you feel when you hear these stories. Do they do something inside of you? Do you feel some healing? Do you feel hope? Do you feel strengthened? Do you feel like you're being woken up? We are invoking God's presence when we say, "I know my story looks like chance, but Jesus was there. Jesus was the one doing this." We are invoking God's presence in the lives of the people that we share those stories with. God has called you to this time and place. For such a time as this, you are called to serve God by being witnesses of what God has done throughout history and what God has done in your life. Now, things don't look very positive for churches at the moment, but there are signs of hope all around us. What choice do we have? We do have a choice. To every day prayerfully seek to recognize God's presence around us, and then to faithfully and courageously tell other people who need to hear these stories, trusting that when we invoke Jesus' name in their lives, God's power will be at work. We have a choice as well to trust in the midst of whatever we're going through, to be faithful in our worship and in our service. This song that we'll sing tries to take us through the ups and downs of life and right to the very end. Let this be our prayer, that we would be faithful courageously to the end.